There was no sort of particular security. And one of our assistants told us that there was this strange guy that was just staying in our gardens almost every night. John always felt responsible for these people because they were the result of his songs. That's how he felt.
Don't confuse the songs with your own life. I mean, they might have relevance to your own life, you know, but a lot of things do. So we met, you know, I'm just a guy, man, who writes songs.
Yeah, I figured that if we met, I'd know just by reading.
But know what?
It all fits.
Anything fits, you know, if you're tripping off on some trip, anything fits, you know.
Like when you said, boy, are you going to carry that weight for a long time?
That's Paul sang that. Yeah.
Paul sang that?
Well, that belongs to all of us. He's singing about all of us.
Remember that one, you can radiate everything you are, you can penetrate anywhere you go?
Yeah. I was just having fun with words. It was literally a nonsense song. You know. I mean, Dylan does that. Anybody does it, you know. They just take words and you stick them together and see if they have any meaning. Some of them do, some of them don't. See, that last album of mine was me coming out of my dream. You can last your whole life on that dream, you know? And then it's all over.
You weren't thinking of anyone in particular when you were singing all of it.
How could I be? How could I be thinking of you, man?
Well, I don't know, maybe that'll care me, but it's all somebody.
I'm thinking about me, or at best Yoko, if it's a love song. I'm saying, you know, I had a good shit today, and this is what I thought this morning, and, you know, and, or I love you, Yoko, or whatever. I'm singing about me and my life, you know, and if it's relevant for other people's lives, that's all right. You're hungry.
Yeah.
Let's give him some drink.